Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
When you learn that your bitterest enemy has really gotten it in the neck, how do you feel? Do you quietly or perhaps not so quietly rejoice? Good, you think. Got just what he deserved. I never liked that guy anyway. Our natural reaction is the very opposite of that which God wants us to develop. In the greatest passage ever written about love, Paul gives us some words of advice, tough ones too. They grate against our natures like sandpaper on a glass tabletop or like a chicken bone that turns sideways when you try to swallow it. He says simply that love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. When we learn to love as God wants us to, we are saddened when a person falls in a moment of weakness. The old King James text puts it, "Love rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth." Ken Taylor's Living Bible says, "It is never glad about injustice, but rejoices whenever truth wins out." In case you doubt the fact that man has a carnal nature, ask yourself whether you are quicker to believe a lie than the truth. If you don't believe that, listen to the incident I'm about to relate, which is absolutely factual and true. A staff member of a certain church became jealous and resentful of the senior pastor and decided that he would get him. He thought of various ways that he could take revenge for the wrongs that he felt he had sustained. He borrowed the church's general mailing list and wrote a letter. He accused the pastor of sexual indiscretion with one of the secretaries, something which was totally untrue. Shortly thereafter, the disgruntled associate admitted that the moral charge was entirely fabricated, and his letter had been designed to settle the score for alleged personal differences. The church council promptly met and exonerated the senior pastor and fired the associate, who had chosen character assassination as the weapon of warfare. The issue was finished. Right? Dead wrong. The rumor quickly spread. "Have you heard about so-and-so?" people ask. When his name came up in conversation, people whispered, "This was the man who..." others commented. "They said he didn't do it, but I'm not sure. I never liked that person." The deadly damage had irretrievably been done. Character assassination was what some called it, but in reality, it was a pack of lies. In spite of the man's innocence, his ministry was hurt so badly by the rumor and malicious charges, he quietly resigned and accepted an appointment to a church in another city. When somebody says, "Have you heard about so-and-so?" I have made it a practice to ask, "Do you know this for a fact, or is this something you just heard?" Usually it's the latter. And then I add, when you are uncertain of what you're saying, you are merely passing on a rumor or gossip. My daughter Bonnie says, "Christians don't gossip. They just share prayer requests." Right. The Spirit of Love asks three tough questions before it passes judgment on issues involving character. 1, is it needful? 2, is it kind? And 3, is it true? Yes, I know that checking what we say, even when sadly enough it is true, isn't done very often. But then again, what Paul urged us to do isn't very widely practiced either today. May God help us to learn to rejoice in truth and to be sincerely saddened when someone stumbles and falls. May God also grant that those who are unsteady never stumble and fall because our feet were in the way. Think about it.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.